Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the talking part, Mace.
Hey, don't
talk to him, Mace.
You're back in the lead.
No, I'm running this thing though.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can help you out if you need.
Yeah, no, I was not. I was just getting ready. I was expecting Momo to start, and then I realized, no, it's back on me.
Or were you just singing, "It ain't no fun"?
Oh, no, you know what I said.
Oh man! Come
on! No, not at all.
What a transition! It definitely is Friday.
Hey!
All this Lakers in five.
Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go!
So, Super Sam. So last night, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yesterday.
Out of the abyss. Do you want me to do the show on the floor? Should I do the show
Wait,
on the floor?
Wait, I actually have your show on the floor that you did the other day.
Okay, so here we go.
Let me set this up. So Momo did this on the fly. I think it's really impressive. Okay. Dave Shore did our pregame show for a long time. Really nice guy. And he would always start with
Ginger Mamba.
The Ginger Mamba.
Yeah.
He would always start with like a little like riff, a cold open with something dramatic leading up to it. So Momo is like doing an impression of him the other day, which I think it's really
I'm gonna have to do one for the next one. Too.
Yeah, you got to do it because it worked out as a win.
Okay.
Here we go.
The Lakers have stumbled on the first two games of their road trip, but they head now to Boston. Will it be a tea party against the Celtics? We're about to find out.
It's good.
It's all right.
Now you need to work on one for the Knicks.
I'm not even. I have to do it cold. If I write it out, it'll be too much.
Are you gonna go?
Let's go. The Lakers shocked the world by handing the Celtics only their third home loss of the season. Now they head to the Garden, where no one is hotter in the association than the New York Knickerbockers. Jalen Brunson is an all-star. Will the Lakers star on Broadway?
Wow.
I think that's really solid.
That was great. That was great.
You're a natural.
Solid. I think you should go back after this show, record it, and we play it before the game against the Knicks.
Did For you not real. Get that?
Right. We have are that. We not recording?
Yeah, true.
I mean, we can take that. I want a longer one, though.
I believe
that was
it
like,
is
that
on
was
tape.
Like 20 seconds.
Are Knickerbockers pants?
Yes.
What are Knickerbockers?
Yes, they are.
So they're the New York pants.
The New York pants. That's right.
That's
You're playing
right.
the New York pants.
It is odd.
I want people to really take that in.
So you did a Morgan Freeman impression that got lost in that last segment when we were talking about Shawshank Redemption, and people are asking, can we hear it?
Morgan Freeman. I am Jim Harbaugh. I have to convince, what's that boy's name? Justin Herbert, that he is actually an elite quarterback. And I will...
This is great.
I will disappoint the Charger faithful, as I always do. I'm Morgan Freeman.
It's very good,
wow.
man.
That was good.
Very good.
That was very good.
That was very good.
I have an inappropriate relationship with my granddaughter that no one talks about.
Whoa.
I don't know about that one.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
I don't know what that is.
Really? Whatever, we'll talk about it after the game.
Yeah. if I Google Morgan
Freeman.
No,
don't do it. You already worked last time.
Don't do it.
I'm still Googling the feral cats.
You know, feral cats and Morgan Freeman. Those are the two big Googles
Morgan
of the day.
Freeman.
So,
Denver Airport.
So oh, Momo.
Yeah.
What, in your view, what happened last night?
Ewing effect.
Missing Straight man up. Theory.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I think that is... LeBron is...
Describe, by the way, the origin of the...
I believe that this term was coined by Bill Simmons in a column about 15 years ago. And the idea is that when the star player is out, there will be someone or even the whole team that will rise up because now they're not being blocked out by the star player.
Right.
Right? The sort of the sun that you all revolve around is... leaves and the everybody else rises up.
Right.
It doesn't last long. It's usually a game or two.
Yes.
But there's a sort of immediate boost. So, like, you know, who was the guy who came on here and talked about the dead coach bounce?
You don't speak of him.
Yeah, we don't speak of him.
Oh, okay. The guy.
What? Voldemort?
He's a little prickly.
Yeah.
It was a great line.
It is a great line. The dead coach bounce is a real thing.
Yeah. It doesn't last long.
No.
it's like a game or two.
Right.
So the Jung effect is really only for a game or two, mm-hmm. where the role players are like, when the star is out, they're like, oh, hey, it's my turn to shine, right? My time.
Yep.
And this was Austin Reeves. This was D'Angelo Russell. Jackson Hayes was amazing.
Jackson Hayes was great last night.
I was like, Jackson Hayes, look at him. He's a revelation. But that's why he was a lottery pick.
But
once
where
five
is
time.
This yeah. effort on a night-to-night basis? Like, mm-hmm. they played a full 48 last night
yeah.
and played it with intensity.
Well, first of all, they made their shots. So when you sure. make your shots early, you feel good.
But they also did play a lot of defense
yeah,
last night.
Yeah, but you also play more defense when you're making shots. Like,
so you are attributing this to a good shooting night.
Great shooting night. They were shooting 50% from three. Boston, I thought, turned the ball over a lot early on, so they fell behind. They were kind of flat-footed going out. Boston's also played a stretch of 15 games in 26 days. I think they were a little tired.
Yeah, I don't want
to
hear
I'm
excuses
I'm not trying to make
like
excuses
that.
For them,
That's
but I'm just
excuse.
Telling you, they got a little rough stretch.
Sure.
So,
boo! Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, look, they still should have won. They still should have won.
Yeah.
But, like, the Lakers come in there. You got all these guys who have been trying to fit around LeBron and AD to complement the two stars. And now they don't have to worry about how do I make LeBron and AD look good? What do I do to play off of them? I can just go be
They
me.
Feel free.
Yeah. There's one thing I've learned. There's a few things I've learned. But one of the biggest things I learned in covering the NBA is that every dude can score 20. Like the 12th guy on the bench, if you put him in and give him enough minutes, he can score 20.
Bergman, what do you got?
So Mike Trudell put this out a couple hours ago, actually. He said some atypical stats from the Lakers' Thursday evening win over Boston. The Lakers made the same number of threes, 19, as twos. They made 19 threes,
wow.
19 twos.
Wow.
Lakers committed only 8 personal fouls, Boston 19. The Lakers forced 15 turnovers.
And they only had 7,
They
right?
only had 7 turnovers. Yeah. They attempted 26 free throws to Boston's 7. That's pretty normal, though. They always take more free throws
sure.
than anybody else. Yeah. But that's without LeBron and without AD.
Right.
Yeah. So
those don't normally happen on a regular basis.
But part of
But they were playing well. When you make shots, you try harder on defense. When you try harder on defense, you force more turnovers. You get out and run a little bit. Like,
right.
You know,
it's
all,
belief.
It works together.
It's belief.
Yeah,
you
and it's
you
feeling
start
good.
Believing that things are going your way. You're on a roll, yeah.
It's like when you went 2 for 3 in a game and you're like, I'm going to get a hit in the next time.
Meanwhile, Shea, you're not giving Darvin Ham any credit for what happened last night.
Absolutely not. No pork on the fork.
Wow.
No pork on the fork.
No pork on the fork, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I hate doing this. And
you just keep doing it.
Because I kept my frustrations
Where
to
were
myself.
You last year
Wait
when
a minute.
You were going
for
to the Western
so
Conference
long.
Finals?
I love, listen, it's two different people. I'm dealing with two different people. See, before last season when we had Malik Beasley going 0 for 20 or whatever it was, and Darvin has a quote saying he's a pro, he's in this league because he can hit that shot. I don't care if he goes 0 for 20. And then this year, the same guy is like, well, when you put dudes in and you see it's not working, you got to get them out and rearrange it. So it's two different mindsets happening from the guy that I remember. The lineup isn't even the same as the guy that I remember. And now you're trying to force feed me Taurean Prince. No disrespect, Taurean, but man, I just know the lineup that worked, the lineup that won, is not being used, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what
was
promised.
You're just a Vando guy.
Obviously, I'm like, yeah. I'm a Western Conference. I'm a Vando guy. I'm a Rui Hachimura guy.
Yeah.
And they're undervalued, underused, and I don't see why. When Darvin is forced to use them, we are forced to have good games. We're forced to win. So I don't understand the logic. And when you're asked questions at the podium and to give the fans some sort of insight on why you choose to ignore the productivity of Vando, and you tell me that you want to go drink some wine and chill and not talk about lineups, that makes me want to lose it. No pork on the fork, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Glad you've signed it.
It's kind of become your thing. Like, I just see the
Listen, I've never had pork my entire life, and I'm not going to start with ham.
There you go.
Oh, so many word plays there.
So you played a little clip from Harbaugh, who thinks he's red from Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
I think that the one smart thing by the way, I didn't see any of the press conference, really. It happened while we were on the air. I'm sure it was fine. But yesterday, the first question went to the right guy.
Jim Hill. Of course.
No. Did you see how it went down?
No.
Coach, this is I'm Jim Hill, KKL9 News. Congratulations.
You're a legend.
No, you're the legend.
You're a legend.
No, you're the legend.
A legend.
Believe me, you're the legend.
Wow.
That is respect. Mm. Jim Harbaugh, you're the legend.
Who was the Washington Post reporter? Helen something.
Thomas.
Helen Thomas.
She was always got the first question.
Yeah, that's Jim Hill in LA.
Jim Hill should get the first question every single time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing this longer, working this harder than anybody.
There's seven of them.
And by the way, nicest man in the world.
Yeah, Jim Hill number 6 went to that press conference, and Jim Hill number 5 was at the Laker game in Boston, and Jim Hill number 4 was hosting
KCAL. It's like that movie Multiplicity.
Yes,
you remember
absolutely.
That one where there are multiple versions of the same guy? They've cloned him. Yeah,
how is he everywhere?
He's Michael everywhere.
Keaton. He's everything. He's everywhere all at once.
Yeah, Michael Keaton was Multiplicity, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing about Jim is I've known him for years, and he does not know my name. I've known Jim...
Yes, he does.
No, I don't think he does.
I think so.
I don't think Jim
knows my
name. I
talked to him at a Laker game.
And he said my name?
No, I said, I work with Mason. And I was like, oh, those guys are the best. I don't know how you deal
right,
with them.
Right, but if I walked up to him and said, hey, Jim, he would not know to say. Not.
I'm going
to
text him.
You're going to text him?
I'm texting him
right
now.
He could very well be listening.
They both are texting. I love that.
Everybody's texting Jim. Well, I'll send him a text, too.
You text him,
can I just read this Darvin Ham quote?
Yeah, read the Darvin Ham quote while we're all texting
Jim
Hill.
Darvin Ham on if he's considering going back to Jared Vanderbilt in the Lakers starting lineup. Well, right now, I'll consider getting me something to eat, a nice glass of wine, and consider sleeping very soon here, getting a good night's sleep. No lineup questions, please.
The one that I got really upset with Shea was the one when he was talking about, like, I don't like that everybody's living and dying by every single game. It's a marathon. You can't live and die by every single game.
Wait,
you're the Lakers
coach. Yep.
Are you the one saying this? Because I feel like Greg lives and dies with every game.
Well,
yeah.
That's the whole point of being a Lakers fan.
I'm a Laker fan. I don't go up and down with every single game, but I watch every game. I do
you
not.
You totally do, like every day.
By the way,
like
and they've given us such a Jekyll and Hyde. It's like, I love him, I hate him.
I
love him, I hate him.
To me.
Do you think Momo's being disrespectful
yes,
to
do.
You?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, she went to Cal.
She did.
Yeah, I know you went to
Yeah,
Cal.
Be more respectful of Bergman.
Oh, I can be respectful, but
why
I just...
Why are you gaining up on Momo?
He's very passionate.
Oh, now we're gaining up on Momo.
Yeah, okay. Why are y'all gaining up on Momo?
Somebody's got to be...
We need to get taken off Darvin Ham.
Hold on, I know how to make it go.
I got you, Momo.
Okay, take it easy.
You're on the YouTube today. Momo's putting on a show. Putting on a show.
I can't get over that thing from the True Detective.
So,
BBGo... over that guy.
BBGo Fifth Row Fridays, we are... Do we have a question for today?
Maybe.
Okay. At some point, we said something that will be on the quiz, and we're going to do that at 3:30, fifth row seats, courtesy BBGo, at Lakers Pelicans next Friday night at Crypto. So get ready to call in. Hopefully, you've been taking notes and paying attention. Otherwise, you really got no chance to win. You know, it's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I've got an interesting nugget about Groundhog's Day. Apparently, saw a shadow, didn't see a shadow,
didn't
crawled out of his
what,
hole.
What is it?
I don't
What's
get
the
it.
Rule?
The rodent says when spring starts, apparently. But I got a really interesting nugget that is surprising about that. Plus, Larry David.
Another one.
He's Should back. Do.
All over SoFi Stadium.
Oh.
And it's not good. Got that coming up. Mason in Ireland. Momo's here. Shay is here. It's Effin' Friday, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I mentioned this, the animal crawls out of the hole, and somehow, if it sees a shadow, one thing happens, and if it doesn't see a shadow, another thing happens.
Yeah.
And what did ultimately happen today?
So the animal is a groundhog.
Groundhog,
and his
right.
name is Puxatony Phil.
A rodent.
It's a groundhog.
A rodent.
Okay.
They are rodents.
Mm-hmm.
Technically,
I've seen them.
Yeah. And so what?
Where you seen him?
Movies.
Yeah. What was the end? What was the end result at the Luxor?
At the Luxor.
He climbed out of the hole, did not see a shadow, and it means that we are going to have an early spring. In other words, winter is over.
Yeah. Who says this?
Yeah.
The
Punxsutawney Phil.
He has no control over
name?
Me.
Punxsutawney Phil.
I cannot say that.
Can't say Punxsutawney?
No, I
can't.
Punxsutawney Phil. I don't like that.
Let's try it.
No, I'm Latina. Some words just don't come out. Punxsutawney Phil.
So I came across this really interesting nugget about it. Now, Punxsutawney Phil, they take care of him all year long.
I'm disturbed by the use of nugget when we're having an animal conversation. Okay, go ahead.
Still, groundhog nuggets?
Still.
That's what I'm thinking.
They take care of the rodent all year long, right? And they make sure he's healthy and they feed him and all that. In the 1880s, when the groundhog came out of the hole, they would eat it.
Whoa! No pork on the fork!
In the 1880s, groundhog was the cuisine of choice at the Punxsutawney Elks Lounge.
Oh, man. What's it taste like?
Between pork and chicken is what historian chicken. Christopher Davis says.
I've seen them eat that on Naked and Afraid sometimes.
Yo,
everything
that's
tastes
my,
like chicken.
One I mean, of my, it, yeah, honestly. White meat tastes like chicken.
Chicken. Everything is chicken.
But like
matter.
On Naked and Afraid sometimes when they like, they catch things like that and eat it.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to New Orleans, they were like,
it's okay.
Went to New Orleans?
And they said alligator. And I was like, no. They're like, it tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken.
Alligator, well, I've only had croc, but I assume they taste similar. Has the texture of chicken, but tastes like fish because all they eat is fish.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, question. What's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Crocodiles are like in Africa in the Nile, and alligators are in Florida in the Everglades, right?
I was asking you.
I'm just freestyling.
One has a wider nose. Crocodiles usually bigger. Like saltwater crocodiles, the biggest one of that variety. He can swim in the ocean if he wanted to. He's saltwater croc. And
how do you know so much about this?
David Attenborough.
I get that.
I'm kind of partial to the crocodiles.
Crocs are cool.
Yeah.
I've been to Australia, so like I've seen them.
I think gators are more likely to attack than crocodiles. Is
yeah,
that true?
That gator mean. Yeah
those are
people a lot.
Yeah. The gators are the one with the pointy snout.
No, pointy is croc. Wider is gator.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned this.
We're all just making things up.
But Sunday night Curb Your Enthusiasm comes back on HBO. Now, I came across Larry David on Bill Simmons' podcast.
Okay. In his demo.
And he was talking about football. Listen to Larry's reaction to SoFi Stadium.
My problem with stadiums in general now. Like, I went to a game at SoFi.
Yeah.
And I'll never go back there. You have to scream to just talk to the person next to you. There's so much noise coming from the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the guy on the PA guy is just, whose house is?
Yeah.
You're assaulted. Your senses are assaulted. And you can't watch the game.
Now, I would like to stand up for Sam Lagana, the great Sam Lagana, the voice of SoFi Stadium. It's not whose house is this.
Yeah.
It's whose house.
Yeah.
Whose house is this?
Whose house is this?
That's what you say when you wander into the wrong house late at night.
Right.
Dang.
Now, Shay, are you the spokesperson for the, you're like the personality that's on all the Rams spots now.
I love that they they played my commercial during the NFC Championship.
I saw it. Yeah.
And then all I thought was, right now? But I am the celebrity spokesperson for the LA Rams, and it is not whose house is this?
Whose house is this?
Whose house is this?
That is. That's somebody wandering through the neighborhood. Whose house
is
this?
Man, how'd I get here?
Right.
Have I enticed you at all to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, he stops disrespecting my sports teams. Oh, I do know he's at a Dodger game at one of them?
Yes, he goes to a Dodger game. You know that crazy story.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I know.
You know that story?
I do know
Does
that story.
Does everybody know that
That's
story?
The same one that you like, Shay, the one
that's
where
like
he has
to do
the carpooling. Yeah, with the carpooling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Not the same story.
I don't want to tell the story again because I think everybody
know.
Knows it.
Everybody does know
the
it.
The horse.
It's like how they solved a
but
murder.
But now you started it, so you have to do it. You have to tell the story now, mate.
Tell the story.
So, again, I'm freestyling because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
So some guy
going to be close
was charged with some really awful crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a murder.
The worst.
Was it murder?
It was murder.
Okay. Charged with murder.
Do it in Morgan Freeman voice.
It was murder.
So good.
So apparently it's murder. And they, he said, I wasn't there. I wasn't anywhere near there. I was at a Dodger game. And they're like, yeah, you have no proof of that. They go back to this episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they find him in the crowd, and it proves that he wasn't at the murder scene. He was actually at the Dodger game, and he was completely exonerated of all charges.
I love that, because the cops got to be like, huh, you were at a Dodger game. Yeah.
You're free to go,
You're
sir.
You're right.
All right, I'll give you that.
You're right. You're off the hook. All right, we're going to do... BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. Yeah, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays right now. Now, Shay, here's the thing I tell people. If you haven't been listening all week,
I'm Googling.
Don't call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Because it's pointless.
Because we can tell.
Yeah, we know right away if you've been listening or if you haven't been listening, because the questions are really hard. You had to be listening every day this week. Somebody will win that, like, kept notes of all the stuff we said, including something today. And this is the coolest prize we give away. Shay, you've been all courtside and stuff. Fifth row.
Yeah, solid.
You're there, man.
Yeah.
You are there.
So some might even say it's better than courtside because you can't get completely crushed by Giants going after a ball.
True. Now, it's which game, Greg?
It's against Detroit on the 13th.
Detroit on the 13th. All right, 877-710-ESPN. You've got to be able to answer all five questions correctly.
Thank you.
877-710-ESPN.
Puppies.
If you get it, you get it, I guess. We'll do Fifth Row Fridays, then we got Game of Games, then we got some Super Crosstalk. Big Friday, F It Friday, 710-ESPN. Oh, you know what? I'm going to stop everything. I want to talk about Books. I know you're going to play some. This is the time to talk about Books.
Well, you're running out of time, so that's why you got to talk about it now.
So
Valentine's Day is coming up.
I love Books. I was at the Books store the other day. They got a store now in Beverly Hills on Robertson. Really, really cool. And Valentine's Day is coming up. You don't want to mess this up. The one surefire way to show her she's special is with Books. That's short for bouquets. Now, you don't want to be the guy scrounging around the grocery store on February 14th. I've got ways for you to cross Valentine's Day off your list right now, and I can save you 25% off from Books right now. You know how some flowers arrive and they go bad in a day or two? Books, totally different. The flowers last longer because they come from the very best flower farms. They even use a flower farm on the side of a volcano. That's how dedicated they are at Books. It's easy. Buy roses in one click. Choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day, coming up February the 14th. I placed my order early and picked my delivery date. Don't believe it when she says you don't have to get me anything. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. Books, promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Friday. F it Friday around here. Shay is here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Momo's here. By the way, Monday, I think I'm doing a show with Travis Rogers. Is
you
that
are.
Right?
It's a combo plate, so Mason Ireland starts at 12.
So me and Travis from 12 to 2:30, yes, I think.
So Travis Sliwa from 10 to 12, Mason Ireland from 12.
Then when's Ireland back? Tuesday?
He's back Tuesday through the end of the week.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow. So Ireland will be back.
I don't think I've missed
Sliwa. Well,
next
week's a big week.
Spit everywhere.
Next week's a really big week.
How
it's
you
like
feeling?
A sprinkler
I'm
in here.
I'm this thing now.
All right, so Fifth Row Fridays. Here we go. BB Go Fifth Row Fridays.
I don't have the questions. You have the news?
I got them.
Okay.
We've been talking all week long about all kinds of stuff. And I've got a question from each day's show right now. If you can answer all five correctly, you've got fifth row seats to see Lakers Pistons at Crypto.com Arena. And let's start with Alex in Pico Rivera. Alex, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, Alex, ready to roll?
Sure.
Sure, that did not sound confident. Yeah. Okay. What is the name of Mason's dog that watches football?
Oh, would that be Ron the dog?
That is Ron the
dog.
Hey,
nice job.
He watches football.
Okay, on Tuesday, what brand of soda was Mason excited to learn about?
Was it Culture Pop?
Yeah. Yes. That's, oh, boy, 2 for 2.
This guy might just get run the table.
What did Momo add to her almond milk to make it sweeter?
I believe it was a date.
Wow.
Okay, Alex. All right, Alex. All right. So,
what? Oh, go ahead, John. Yeah. Or go ahead,
John, I'm not.
No, I'm
John.
Rooting for you.
I can spit
I'm rooting
all over
for
the place
you. He's good.
Yeah. Go.
Come on, Alex.
What subject are Ireland and Evan Cohen, who's the morning show host, going to have a competition on next week?
Oh, like a band boy off?
That works. Band, and he said boy.
Yeah, bands, boy. Yeah, boy bands. Yep,
yeah,
that
you
totally
got
works.
It.
All right, one more.
Last
one more.
He said bands and he said boy.
Okay, earlier,
that's great.
Earlier today, a guy came on the show and talked about his first memory. What animal did the caller kill?
Oh boy. Was that a baby giraffe?
Oh! Yeah!
Let's go.
Right out the gate.
Awesome, man.
That was awesome.
Now, were you taking notes, Alex?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been taking notes, man, all week long.
Well, it paid
nice
off.
Job.
You have got fifth row seats to see the Lakers Pistons week after next at Crypto.com Arena. Have you ever been that up close at an NBA game?
No, man. The closest I've been is in the 200 row behind a pole.
Well, you're going to be down by the court for this one. Alex, congratulations, man. We love that you listen out there every day. We appreciate you.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, guys. I love the show.
That was awesome.
Right. That was great.
First out of the box.
First guy knew all five.
Right.
That was amazing.
And he said John and old boy are going to have a band's boy off.
Band's boy off.
I mean, it's close.
He said
close
band
enough, he got
he
it.
Said boy.
Listen, he knew that it was a band.
What is a band's boy off? That's what we need to find
wait
out.
Wait a minute. The horse, Pepe.
Pepe's here.
In.
Come
Pepe.
On in. Now, by the way, Pepe just came in here and gave me something. It was very nice of him. He gave me a belated birthday present, Pepe Mantilla
Funko Pop.
No. I got a Pepe Mantilla Funko Pop.
Man.
Thank you, Pepe.
Pepe Mantilla is riding in right now on
this
his
awesome.
The horse.
Check this thing out.
Yeah.
Caballero.
Pepe, what is going on, man? It is great to see you. What are you doing down here on a Friday?
Well, I just spent 2.5 hours driving.
Oh, okay. just to get here? Now, so did you come just for this part of the show? Or?
I just came.
Sit down, we can't hear you.
Yeah, sit. So go ahead and sit down, Pep.
Sit.
There you go.
There he is.
There's the music.
I wanted to be here earlier, but I spent 2 hours on the road.
Oh, okay.
So wait, you came down just for us?
Just for you guys.
The horse.
Thank you, man.
Not for you.
Yeah, I appreciate
for
that.
For you, too.
Now, without Michael here, nobody's really going to badger you. You've got, like, free...
You she always
can
do.
I don't badger you.
Yes, you do.
I've never badgered you. I'm not a badgerer.
Yes, you are.
You know,
we might as well call you the Badger.
You know what you remind me of?
What?
Mace the Badger.
Basketball players that never commit a foul. Which
All of them do, right?
Because you always said, no, I didn't do it.
I think I've always been nothing but, I've never badgered you. That's Michael's job.
Oh, my God.
Although you do, although he does have a lot of questions
bring my horse, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the horse.
He's got a lot of stories about old-timey actresses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about Betty Grable.
see what happens? I mean, I hate to tell you this, Mace, because I don't think that you are... you're smart, man. Mm. Yeah. Nice. I mean, like suggestive. If I talk about Sophia Loren, everybody makes fun of me.
No,
but
Sophia
that's
Loren.
Part of history.
It is part of history, yeah.
In the cinema, you know?
Yeah.
And if I said Claudia Cardinale and all that, if you know about movies, then you're going to know about that, especially you. Obviously, you too.
Thank
but
you.
I mean, but the other, I'm not gonna say idiots because I'm not supposed to say it. But you know what I mean?
Well, what was Doris Day like?
And Rita Hayworth.
I love.
I'm
Doris
just going
Day.
Through like
Doris
the, Day, the
and
old
I have
song.
A question about Doris Day in the next
Potpourri of Lies.
Potpourri of Lies.
Oh, we love Potpourri of Lies.
You guys better be ready. Okay?
Do you want to play Game of Games today?
Of course.
Oh. You ever seen Rear Window?
Of course.
Yeah.
He's going to have an advantage over Game of Games.
Ramona,
just letting
Ramona,
you guys
you're
know.
Giving it away. Don't say any more because that's about the question.
Oh.
And you're going to know. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to spoil that question.
Okay.
Also, Mace.
Yeah?
Alex One said that he called in December and he butchered it and it haunted him so bad.
Call him back. Call him back.
That
let's get this
he
on.
Was like... I need to
better.
Take notes. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
He so, butchered it. So, well, like, he choked on the question, right?
Yep.
It all paid off.
Good for
Alex.
You, Alex.
That's awesome, man.
It was murder.
You know, I've been saying, actually, I'm going to do this right now. We got some time.
Here, Pepe. Here.
So, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I was so impressed, and this made me laugh a lot yesterday. So, this is my campaign. Turn down Tony Romo. Turn up Kevin Harlan. So Kevin Harlan's doing the Super Bowl on the radio. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo is going to annoy North America doing...
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jim, I think it's out of bounds, Jim. He's going to do his routine. Yeah. And yesterday, I mentioned Kevin Harlan, and both Kaplan and Shadano had impressions, which were, I thought, fantastic. Here is, tell me which one you think is better. This is Cappy as Kevin Harlan.
They're on the 10-yard line. Check that. Make that the 11-yard line right now. Looks like they've got the trainer looking at the right knee. No, it's now the right ankle. It's his white shoe with the black Nike swoosh, and they're working on the right ankle. The trainer has his left hand on the calf, but his right hand underneath the shoe.
Oh, man.
I think that's brilliant. Here's Shadano's impression.
Kelce turns around after the catch, points right to the skybox where Taylor Swift is wearing a red gown with that looks like it has some Chiefs logos on it.
Who wins?
Cappy.
I like Shadano's.
Do you like Shadano's?
I like Cappy.
Shadano's. I think I'm leaning Cappy there.
I like Shadano's.
You know why Cappy's was good? Because he had the whole, like, his left ankle, but no, check that, his right ankle. He does do that a lot.
So, but Shadano's had a lot of, like, he had the throat. He was like going more guttural with it. And I like that better.
Shadano had the throat as well.
Dude. That's all I heard. I was like, who's going to say it? Who's going to say it?
I like Shadano because he has a throat.
Because he does.
He
does. By the way, I have friends that are part of doing the Super Bowl on the radio, and I texted my friend today. We cannot get Kevin Harlan on the show.
Wow.
I might be able to.
Do you have him on your phone? Kevin, we ever hear back from Jim Hill? We all texted Jim Hill.
I know he didn't call back.
No, he still doesn't know my name.
Should
I
call him?
You.
Should we just call him? He won't answer.
Nah.
But you know what?
What?
Pepe. He knows who you are.
Correct. He just doesn't know me.
No, he knows because he doesn't know my name. He always said buddy.
No, babe.
He calls me babe.
Oh, he calls me babe.
I get babe.
Hey, babe.
Too.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, I'm okay
That's
with
what
it.
I get.
It's okay.
He knows.
I have no problem.
He knows there is a Mason in Ireland, and he listens to us. He does
goes,
know
I was
Ireland.
Listening to you guys on the way in. He does listen.
But he does not know my name.
He probably knows your name, but he doesn't remember.
That's exactly
it's Jim
what
Hill.
That's a, yeah.
Kobe called me amigo all the time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's cool.
Amigo.
Yeah, I like that.
It's good enough.
That is good.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
All right, on that note, Game of Games time. So, Laura, give us a little sneak preview here.
I'm not going to tell you, but it's an artist, and it's a female. That's all you know.
Okay.
All right.
It's I'm not going to tell you, but this is all you need to know.
I mean, that's very vague. It's an artist and it's a female.
I know who it is.
Sure.
I know who it is.
It's a multiple choice.
Who is it?
Is it Selena?
Frida Kahlo.
No.
Oh, all right. That was
no Selena.
Greta Garbo?
No, tampoco.
Okay.
I almost did a Daddy Yankee little game.
That's my
like,
wheelhouse.
But then you guys would have not. Yeah, I know.
Dua Lipa?
Daddy Yankee.
Okay. We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Obviously pretty loose today. 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is an odd collection of people today. Shea is here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Pepe Mantilla is here. Momo's here. Bergman's going to play. Brian's going to play. And it's Lara's game. Lara, what do you got cooking?
All right, guys. So, again, sorry. I did not know Pepe was going to be here. He might have a slight advantage. Okay. Today is Shakira's birthday.
Shakira!
She turns 47. I think she's gorgeous.
She is. 47.
So this, yeah, I know, right? This game is about her. I will say that I
can
love
we get
her
a little
Spanish.
Shakira music then?
Brian, please.
Wherever, whenever, changed my childhood.
Okay, well, hold up. Before I start, I will say that her Spanish stuff is way better, but I couldn't include it here because I think no one will guess it.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Name is Your Buzzard. It is a combo, true, false, multiple choice.
Are
name,
they
is
all
your
name is Your Buzzard?
No, combo. Oh, okay. Combo, combo. Right. These two are super easy, so I'm going to knock them out real quick, and their Name is Your Buzzard.
All right, let's go.
All right. In what country was Shakira born in? Mason.
Colombia.
Yep. Colombia.
Damn, I knew that.
Wow. Okay.
All right. The next one, Name is Your Buzzard. Quick. What dance does Shakira love to do? She's kind of known for it, too.
She's kind of known for it?
I mean, yeah.
Momo.
I mean, dancing?
No, Shay's got it.
What kind of dance? What is the name of it?
Oh, belly dancing?
Belly dancing.
No. No. Oh, belly dancing?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell me no, Maze.
I was one making sure you got your answer in.
All right, these are multiple choice.
Okay.
How old was Shakira when she landed her first recording contract? Ooh. And Momo, let's go with you first.
It's multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
You have to give the answer.
You have to. Give
oh, I'm
the
so
choice.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just guess.
I'm super into. Sorry, I just heard her song. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, Momo.
A 13, B 15, and C 12.
I am going to go with 15.
Okay.
Let's see, Mason. I'll go 15 also.
Okay.
Shay.
Repeat the question.
How old was she when she got her first recording contract?
Yes,
I got
15, 13, and 12.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 12.
Okay.
Like I'm young.
Pepe.
Oh, God.
13.
Morgan Freeman.
Brian.
I'm
going
to go 13.
Greg says 13 also.
All right, I don't know what Brian said, but...
He said 13.
Okay, 13 is the correct answer.
Oh, so 13.
Brian, Greg, Pepe, Shay.
No, Shay said 12.
It was Pepe, Brian, and you.
Okay, got it.
I'm not a liar.
I know.
Somehow Greg's going to win this game because he always seems to win the games.
All right.
I'm good at this. 4 months in a row, buddy.
What was the name of Shakira's first album? Is it A, Magia, B, Dolor, or C, Encanto?
Okay.
And we'll go with Greg first.
Say the first two again.
Magia and then B, Dolor.
Dolor.
Okay. Brian.
Tap it.
Hit it hard.
Hit it hard.
Okay, what did you say, Brian? I'll repeat it.
Smack that microphone.
Encanto. He said
Encanto. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Mason's going to go Encanto.
Okay. Pepe?
Encanto.
Okay. O'Shea?
I don't like how Pepe said it, so I'm going to say Encanto.
Encanto.
God, you guys are all wrong. What? It's Magia, which means magic.
I listen. I knew it was thrown in there because
13.
Of the movie.
It's gonna be,
but
it's
the
gonna
way
be
Pepe
love.
Said it, I was like, oh, he beat
that's why
that.
I didn't go in.
Okay, Bergman, give us the score.
It's Mace 1, Shay 1, Pepe 1, Brian 1, Greg 1.
Excellent. All right, next question.
Go. How old was Shakira when she wrote her first song? Was it A, 10 years old, B, 12 years old, or C, 8 years old?
Okay, start with Shay.
I'm going to go 10.
Okay.
Pepe.
I'm just because the way you say it, I'm going to say 10.
Brian.
I'll go 12.
Momo.
8.
Okay. And Greg.
8.
And I didn't give an answer. I'm going to say 8 also.
All right. You guys are correct. Yay! It was 8 years old.
All right. So that's Mace, Momo, and Greg. Yes.
I love this World Cup song. Okay.
No, Africa. Okay. Which famous diva helped Shakira translate some of her songs into English on her debut English album?
Okay.
Oh. Was it A, Gloria Estefan, B, Celine Dion, or C, Jennifer Lopez?
Who's up first?
Let's start with Pepe.
Pepe.
Repeat the question.
Who helped Shakira translate some of her songs into English for her debut English album? Is it A, Gloria Estefan, B, Celine Dion, or C, Jennifer Lopez?
Gloria Estefan.
Okay. Brian.
Estefan.
Let's see. Greg.
Gloria Estefan.
Momo.
I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez.
I'm going to say J-Lo and Shay.
That Gloria Estefan, that's the conga lady?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Everybody
sure.
did the conga.
100% A.
And everybody went?
Yep.
Gloria Estefan is the correct answer.
So
I threw J-Lo just
J-Lo
to throw y'all.
I actually thought it was
Greg.
J-Lo. When you
was it Brian? Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that too.
And Brian got that. All right, so now the
J-Lo
score
wouldn't
is
have time for that.
Greg 3, Brian 2, Pepe 2, Shay 2, Mace 2, Momo 1.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Everybody's in.
Which Colombian soap opera does Shakira star in? Is it A, La Vida, B, El Oasis, or C, El Blur?
Okay, we start with Brian.
El Blue.
Greg.
El Blue. El
Momo.
El Oasis, whatever that one was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to say El Oasis also.
El Oasis, uh-huh.
Shay?
A.
La Vida. La Vida.
And Pepe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say El Oasis.
Ding, ding, ding. It is El Oasis.
Whatever that is.
All right, so
Oasis.
That is
Oasis.
Momo, Mace, Pepe. And that's it, right?
Hey! Yep,
that's it.
All right, here goes another one. Shakira is fluent in how many languages? Is it 3A, B, 2, or C, 4?
We start with Momo this time.
4.
Greg.
3.
Brian.
I'm going to go 4.
Pepe.
4.
Shay.
3.
Mace.
And I'm going to say 3.
It is 4. Oh. English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian.
Momo,
yeah.
Brian.
I was like married to some.
Pepe, you get that one?
Soccer stuff.
Yes, I did.
Literally forgot about English.
Okay, score update. Score update.
Minor detail.
So, Pepe has 4, Mace 3, Momo 3, Shay 2, Brian 3, Greg 3.
Okay.
All right.
So, Pepe, how many are left?
I have a lot.
Well, no. let's do
she's like, I did
four
a real
more.
Deep dive
four
here.
More.
Okay. I did do a deep dive. All right, these are true or false. Shakira shares a birthday with Farrah Fawcett and her ex, Gerard Piqué. Is this true or false?
Let's see. I will go first, and I will say that is true. Shay.
False.
False. Pepe.
False.
False. Brian.
False.
Momo.
Sounds true.
Greg.
False.
It is true.
Woo!
It is true. Nice.
So Mace and Momo got that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. It's a three-way tie at the top. Mace, right. Momo, and Pepe.
Nice.
The name Shakira means the beautiful one. Is this true or false?
Pepe?
False.
Shay?
False.
In what language?
I don't know.
Momo.
In Shakirian.
Shakirian.
Momo?
True.
Greg?
False.
Brian?
False.
Mace?
True.
It is false.
Hey!
It means
okay, so
the graceful
Momo and Mace,
one.
Everybody got it except for Momo and Mace, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We just opened the door.
Yeah. Okay, you do. Yeah. So now with
two left.
Okay.
Pepe has 5. Brian, Greg, Momo, and Mace have 4, and Shay has 3. So Pepe has
to go
first for the last
time. All right, Pepe, here
Pepe,
we go. Pepe has to go first. I just said Shakira's 47, and she shares a birthday with Gerard Piqué, her ex. How old is he? Mm. Is he A, 37, B, 42, or C, 39?
Pepe?
Pepe?
42.
Shay?
42 does sound good.
Okay.
It does sound good.
You can't win if you do that.
I know, 39. Jerk.
Momo?
37.
Bergman?
That was one of the choices, right?
Yes, it was. Okay.
37, 39, 42?
Yes.
I go 37.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going 37, too.
Okay.
Mace? I'm going 39.
All right, it is 37. She's 10 years older.
Let's go.
Greg, Brian, did you get that one?
I got that one.
Brian and Momo got that, right?
I'm going to try to distract him.
All right, and the last one. So, Shay, you're out.
You're out, Shay.
Sorry, Shay.
Black History Month.
So, Momo, Pepe, Brian, and Greg have 5. Mace, you have 4, so you have to go opposite.
I have to go opposite. Okay.
I'm trying to distract him.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Is this how he waves?
What is Shakira's full name?
Oh.
Is it A, Shakira Isabel Merabak Ripoll?
Bless you.
B, Shakira Merabak Ripoll? Or C, Shakira Isabel Ripoll?
Okay.
All right. So let's go Momo first.
C.
Okay.
Solid.
Pepe.
The first one, Shakira Isabel Merabak Ripoll.
Okay.
Wow, you
Brian.
Got all the names.
I'm going to go A too.
Okay.
I will go A as well. Mace, you have to go B to be alive.
B for the win.
It is A. Shakira is Avenger. Back to Rick Paul.
So that is Pepe, Brian, and Greg. Do you have a tiebreaker?
No, it's not.
Is there a tiebreaker, Lar?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So are we doing tiebreaker?
Yes, it's between Pepe, Brian, and Greg.
All right, here goes.
Wait, wasn't I in there too?
No, you got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
You said something was true.
You said
C.
42. Yeah. Okay. In 2007, Shakira was part of Maxim magazine's top 100 women.
Sure was.
What number did she rank?
Okay. You need a number, Pepe.
You guys got to write down.
Yeah, we got to write down
the
number.
Write down
the
number. Here you go.
I'm going to go with that number.
Okay. Pepe's writing down his number now.
Brian, you got a number?
Yep.
All right. Pepe, go first.
Pepe?
Nine.
Okay, Brian?
Three.
Okay.
I said seven.
Ooh,
God, you guys were
really
so
close.
Off.
Oh, really?
You guys want to know what number she was?
Yeah.
38.
Whoa.
So who's nine? Who is nine?
Pepe.
Pepe gets the win.
Pepe gets the
win. Way to go, Pepe.
Comes out of nowhere and
you know
wins
who
game
was number
game.
One?
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, in what year?
2007.
2007.
Cap.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Cap.
All right, good game.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to do some Supercross talk. Pepe, you're going to hang out. Shay, you're going to hang out.
Sure.
Do we have the guys ready to go? Is it Shidano and Cap?
Yep, Shidano and Cap.
All right, let's hit the Super Stager. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey now.
Full house today.
You're,
Pepe's here. O'Shea's here. Momo's here. What are you guys doing?
O'Shea, hey, you Pepe, got that Colorado jersey going, huh?
Yeah, it's Black History Month, bro. I got to support.
Hell yeah. Right on.
Pepe would have lost the Shakira game, I think he would have had his Latino card revoked.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Pepe. You had to win. It was Shakira or bust for you.
It was a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you handled it well.
Now I can go and sleep well.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
When you drive home for 4 hours.
With my horse.
The horse. We played a little while ago your Kevin Harlan impressions and
the dueling one.
Oh,
so
the dueling
good.
Ones. They are so good. It's one of the funniest things you guys have done in a long time.
We're thinking of a new bit now where we do dueling Harlans at each other.
Yeah,
and it's about who can create more detail.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Go. Do it now. Off the top of your head.
I don't know.
All right, here goes. I'll go.
All right,
go.
Okay. You go first. Yeah.
All right, here goes. Here's Steve Mason. He's got on the black members only jacket with the Ron Burgundy t-shirt. He's got the gray hair with the headphone on the left ear, but not on the right ear. He's got the microphone right in front of his face, right up top with the Macintosh computer to his left.
That is
that
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., son of Ice Cube, did a phenomenal job in a movie portraying his father called Straight Out of Compton. Born in Los Angeles, huge Laker fan, has adopted the Rams.
Yeah.
There you go.
Has
adopted the Rams. Yeah.
I think it ruined Kevin Harlan for me. Now I'm going to be like, look at this clown.
Cappy, do you know you know Kevin Harlan, right?
Sure, of course. Worked with him for many years.
I was told we can't have him on the show.
Why not?
Why not?
Because we're not carrying the Super Bowl game. We didn't.
Well,
I don't
who told you
we don't
have
the rights or whatever. EB.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what Westwood One tries to do is they try and take care of everybody who's got him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so whoever's got the rights for the Super Bowl, they want to make sure that he's on that station.
Well, we don't need him. We got you.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, I feel like if Cappy or I texted him, he would come on.
No question.
We should do it next week.
Well, that's what I was saying. If you want to get a famous person booked on your show, you've got to have another famous person text him.
I don't think
you've
it works
go
like
direct.
That.
Well, I don't know if it's
it
that.
No.
Cappy works with him for a really long time, and he's always been really nice to me. So there's just that.
They were telling me earlier, because we wanted to have Larry David on the show, that we should call Bryan Cranston to have Bryan Cranston ask Larry.
A famous person.
It's the stupidest thing.
Does Bryan know Larry pretty well?
Yeah, he did a...
See?
He played Larry Shrink.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he played Larry Shrink in one of them. These guys, by the way, not Curb Your Enthusiasm people.
No, oh, I really? Love Curb.
Yeah. Oh,
I
love Pepe him. Does.
Yeah.
They're Curb.
O'Shea, Momo, not necessarily in on it.
I have a story, but it's too long. I will say it later, and it's regarding my good friend. Kaplan.
Oh, really? Well,
we got nothing.
We got nothing
but
time.
Come on, Cappy.
We got nothing but time, Pepe.
The horse.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 10 minutes. So I
no,
mean,
it's okay.
Yeah. This is.
Oh my God.
I don't know why we're not telling the story.
Well, because it's long.
Oh, it's a long story. By the way, Cappy's trying to do business with me yesterday. He said, "You know, we should do a business deal." And yeah, I'm like, what kind of business are we talking about here?
Yeah, Mace, let's do a deal.
We do a deal where somehow the Culture Pop podcast winds up doing a deal with Sided.
Well, I don't know about a deal. I was suggesting that you utilize Sided.
What about like a merger?
Yeah, you want to do a merger?
Yeah, we'll merge my podcast with Sided.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I don't know what that looks like yet, but that's how deals get done.
You said we do the thing where you put a screen up and I can see what you're doing and all that kind of stuff?
You put a QR code on the screen
while
you're doing the Culture Pop podcast, and then it takes people right to your polls.
There you go.
Yeah, not bad.
Doing a business deal. Right. So what the hell happened last night, huh? Let's say, Serrano, I don't think you called it, but you did suggest that they could win.
Yeah, you were like, why? Cappy was like, no chance they win. I'm like, why not? It's one out of 82.
At the end of the show yesterday, at the end of the combo plate, I said, guys, is there any chance that without LeBron and AD, this team rises up and finds a way to win? I mean, it was the question. I don't think anybody really jumped on
it. That sounded like you were very doubtful.
It did sound like you were doubtful. Yeah, you're right. He was very doubtful.
Oh, really? I didn't.
I was the only one with a ray of sunshine that said, sure, why not?
You really sounded doubtful.
Pepe, tell them what you said on the broadcast last night, on your broadcast.
What I said in the broadcast was, you guys, the players are NBA players, okay? And there is a reason why they're in the NBA, because they're good, okay?
Right.
So they have to come and play and then remember who they're playing for, the Lakers.
Right.
And that's what they did. And I love it because the effort, I was just mesmerized with the game. Really,
seriously. Well, listen, to your point, Pepe, they're only one of 450 guys in the world playing in the best basketball league in the world.
There you go, see?
Yeah, they got a shot. Why not?
I mean, if we want to get into the analysis of it.
Yeah. Sure, go.
They just made every shot.
Right. They did, right.
Yeah.
And Boston didn't, right.
Let's go. And
make or miss league.
Yeah, you make a bunch of shots early on. They turn the ball over. You get out to a good start. They're up early. They held on to that lead. The guys are feeling themselves. D'Lo, I thought, was really impressive. I mean, I know Austin made seven threes and all that, but D'Lo was an orchestrator.
But if we're being honest, you know what hurt the Boston fans the most is Austin Reeves. I watched the podcast because everyone feels like they could have had Austin Reeves, right? Like, because he was undrafted and all that stuff or whatever. So all these teams, when Austin Reeves goes off, they're like, damn it, why didn't we get Austin Reeves?
A chippy white guy, he should be with us.
Right. The Celtics or the Jazz.
Tell him the truth.
We don't have Caruso.
That's really what it is.
Let's get Reeves.
White man killing us tonight.
Right. Tough white guys belong in green.
Now, Shea is like all over Darvin Ham.
He's not a Darvin Ham guy. By the way, I'm so happy
I saw your tweet, Shea, when I tweeted out what I tweeted. Nope. Hashtag no pork in the fork.
No pork on the fork, bro. No pork on the fork. I've never eaten pork my entire life. I won't start with ham.
Really? Are you kosher?
A little bit.
Nice.
It's just a disgusting animal, and I just choose not to put it in my body.
So as Morgan Freeman, what do you think of Darvin Ham?
We should get rid of him immediately. Send him to the boondocks, I say. The kid's got Indiana Pacer written all over him. I can't take it. It's all right. Like, I'm all for black man getting paid. But I got LeBron James right now.
Yeah.
I got Anthony Davis right now.
Yeah.
It'd be different if I had a bunch of young guys that I need to be taught and all that. But, like, bro, I don't need you to find yourself in your second season.
Agreed. And if they were going to hire the young guy who didn't have coaching experience, he needed an elite assistant coach who's been a head coach before.
Yeah.
But I don't know that was his call. Secondly, went to the Western Conference Finals in his first year that was filled with tumult.
Sure.
There was tumult. Yes.
Tumult. Sure.
Yeah,
the Westbrook.
I love that word.
Yeah, that's a good word.
It's not good. That long, but it sounds good. With the Westbrook thing at the beginning of the year, the 2-10 start. I mean, the man survived all of that. There were playoff games where he would come out of the half and make huge adjustment, and folks such as yourselves were hailing his strategic adjustments, and yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Like, but the league also adjusts.
Yeah, so the league adjusts. So okay. Also, what has he done wrong other than your weird fixation on Torian Prince?
He switched up on me. He switched. This is a different
Vando
dude.
Vando has been hurt. Vando has not been Vando all year long. He right, finally but he was getting
what,
himself right.
What's the excuse for not playing Hachimura?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he was hurt also. He was in and out. I agree. They should
no,
play
but
really
he hasn't missed that many games. Like,
he
he's missed
like
some.
A concussion and the, eye injury. And the
guy right, but, what, we, but when you're playing him, you're still playing him less than 20 minutes. Like, that's ridiculous.
We were
like,
all so listen, excited watching him train with LeBron this summer. We were so ready.
I have been a Darvin Ham defender on this station.
Tough life.
But, like, there are some things you can't – like, the numbers are there. The sample size is large
enough
now. Yeah,
Rui should be playing more. I agree with that part.
That he should be playing more, and they should not be playing Taurean Prince as many minutes as they're as they're paying. Yeah. There's a reason he's a $4.5 million player.
Shea's like, I've been saying this for a
long
time.
Not playing Taurean Prince in Darvin Ham's economy. Never. Never. Give him all the minutes, Darvin. That's what you want to do. Where are the bodies, Sedano? Why does he love Taurean Prince? Because
he had
much?
Him in Atlanta. I mean, that's
oh,
part of it.
That's
and man, look how successful of a franchise the Hawks are, right?
Look, he did that with Schroeder last year. He believed in Schroeder.
That's who I really miss
Schroeder.
As well.
Yeah, Cam Reddish, too, who, by the way, is not, yeah. I don't think, is deserving of the minutes he's gotten either.
Talk to him.
But man. I just like the fact that Shea has come out. Credit to you, man. For calling for his firing because
yes,
it, a lot of people are calling for it and a lot of other people are saying no, it's
no,
not
I wouldn't
fault.
Fire him. I'd just be like, I just think the organization, as I said yesterday and the day before, Cappy, they're letting him drown. Like, they're just, and if I can find all those numbers on NBA.com, there's no way the analytics department of the Lakers couldn't find those
right.
numbers and be like, hey, coach, after 40-something games, let's take a look at some of these lineups, and maybe we can help each other out here, so that way we're maximizing the team we put on the floor for you.
Did you know that there are feral cats inside Luxor? I just learned
I
this
not.
Today. Apparently, there are
feral cats. Do they have a cat bar like the one in Japan that what's his face was at?
Yeah, no, the pyramid
and
one's
like
got cats roaming around.
Some of the
are they like
in
the are they like where the food is prepped, and they're just like,
oh, you know they find it a way. I think it's a real situation.
Loading
where they take care
situation.
Of the rodents, you know, so let them be feral. Let them do their thing.
Yeah, and that's apparently where the media stand for the Super Bowl is the Luxor.
Oh, yeah, the Dorito chip.
Tell me some other things I don't know about Vegas. I like seedy Vegas things.
Oh, man.
Like legends.
Legends like Bugsy Siegel?
Yeah, maybe not that far back.
Oh, you don't want to go that far back? He invented it. He invented
like,
the whole town.
More like wow. the feral cats at the Luxor.
Oh, feral cats at the Luxor.
It's gotta be a lot of stuff like
Luxor
that.
Is like notoriously
Look,
haunted.
I'm sure
as
people
well.
Are gonna tweet us.
Did
is
you hear
really?
The guy that killed the baby giraffe today?
No, what do you
that
mean?
Was intense.
What do you mean? What do we mean? You heard him.
You
who
did.
Killed the
did
baby
you not
giraffe?
Hear this?
No.
So we were talking about our first memories, right? Uh-huh. And so you know, I saw a movie. Shave did something. Momo.
Said it was
1995.
So some guy called up Martin.
Martin.
And said that when he was a little kid, apparently there was a baby giraffe at the zoo, and he fed him
crackers.
Some crackers, and the next
and
day
licked his face.
And licked his face, and the next day the baby giraffe was dead.
Yeah,
really?
From yeah.
Oh. That's his first memory.
His first memory is wow. putting a baby giraffe on a T-shirt. That is nuts.
Chalk outline.
Chalk outline that baby giraffe, you animal.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. Bro.
Momo, are you going to Vegas?
No.
Oh, okay.
She just wants to know Chill. Interesting things about Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luxor is haunted. It's notoriously
I'm trying to
haunted.
Look this up.
What does the word feral in front of cat mean?
Wild.
Wild.
Wild yeah, wild yeah. cat.
A
no,
wild
that's
cat.
Nobody's cat. That cat is its own cat. Cap.
Cappy, are you going to Vegas?
No, Pepe, I'm not going to Vegas. You know, George has guilted me into not going to Radio Row.
Wow.
Yeah. Radio Row is stupid.
Yeah, because that's all you need is go on Radio yeah. Row. So some like offensive lineman from 1975.
Can talk about
is,
Viagra.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's hawking. You know what I mean? Like,
who cares?
Eugenics. You can talk to Frank
right,
Thomas
eugenics,
at Radio
exactly.
Row.
You have a problem with talking to Mike Ditka about old guy players
yeah,
and the
totally.
NFL not supporting them?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want listeners?
I don't know. It depends.
Radio Row is, I mean, back in the day, it was fun.
Yeah, it used to right. be like players and coaches. And
right. The actual people would go there, not just hawking stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, I'm selling this, I'm selling that. You've got to
talk. CMOS.
You
bet
can have this.
CMOS.
You can have this guy, but you got to talk about this.
Keyshawn, LZ, and I went to the one in Houston many years ago now, and we had Tim Tebow on, but we had to talk to him about guacamole. It was
really?
Hilarious.
Wow.
Jorge, well now,
yes.
What if you were a head coach of the Lakers and you know everyone is questioning your lineups, would you say this quote when you're asked about Jared Vanderbilt being in the starting lineup? Well, right now I'll consider getting me something to eat, a nice glass of wine, and consider sleeping very soon here, getting a good night's sleep, no lineup questions. Don't you think that would be a perfect time to let us in a little bit on what your thinking is so we're not asking for your job so we can probably kind of get behind you?
I think that I like
that's
Darvin
when he
a
lost
lot.
You.
But that's when he lost me.
But I would say that Darvin at the podium has had a couple of weird instances over the last month or so. You know what I mean? Like the whole we're worse off with a couple of role players being out than them with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And then the next night, whatever it was about – you can't this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can't live and die with every win and loss. It's like you kind of need to know your fan base.
Yes.
So it's just like a few. He has those moments occasionally. And look, he's being honest. Like he doesn't want to deal with the minutiae every day. But that's also part of the job. You know what I'm saying? Bro. Like with the media part of it.
You're not a Memphis Grizzly, bro.
Yeah.
You know, this is big time right
here. Yeah, this ain't the Orlando Magic, brother.
Yeah, get it together.
Yeah. Right. Stop.
And look, I knew what he meant by the one he said. I didn't get the Butler one. But I understood what he meant about, hey, it's a marathon, right? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from a human being perspective, like on a human level, I get what he's saying. But it's just, you know, fans are short for fanatic, and clearly Laker fans are not very rational. So there's that. I mean, like, it's a bad mix to be doing that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, here's the only other thing, though. Does anybody have a name of, like, what turns this around? Like, who would replace Darvin Ham that could come in for the second half of the season? And you go, you know what? That guy, with his experience and his championship pedigree, that guy right there.
Oh, you mean like a coach?
Yeah.
I don't think there is none. Right. That's why I just want Ham to do good. Do good.
Do good, Ham.
Do good. Do gooder, Ham. All right?
Yeah.
Do better. And you're not doing it. And you don't give me any explanation on why you're acting the way you are. So I am hoping and wishing. It's Black History Month, bro. You need to turn it around.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shea is channeling a lot of fans. I mean, if you go on Twitter, a lot of fans.
No pork on the fort.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, one last thought, guys.
One last one.
Okay, it's Groundhog Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. What did Puxatawny, whatever his
Phil.
Name is.
Puxatawny.
Did not see his shadow, so therefore it will be an early spring.
Oh, yep. Really? I mean, that doesn't mean anything for us anyway. So, I mean,
not at all. Not at all. And but the note I came across today was in the 1800s, when the groundhog came out of the hole, they ate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very, very important, and Steve Mason wanted you guys to know,
yes.
Okay?
I wanted to leave with that.
Well,
what does it taste like?
No.
Does taste like chicken? Yes.
Yeah,
so Mason, what was your question?
Rosemary,
sorry, go ahead.
Thyme?
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Mason, what was your actual question?
No, that was it. It wasn't
really
a question. I just threw that out there.
Oh,
that's effing Friday. I'm just throwing random.
Right. Okay. So, how much would it take for you to try groundhog?
How much what?
How much would it take for you to try groundhog in the studio?
Dog, not all the money that you have, and you have a lot more money than
the rest of us.
Come on,
man, a little rosemary, garlic,
it is
thyme.
A rodent.
Nah.
It's a rodent.
Oh, really?
No, don't make that.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good eats.
I do it.
Like, I mean, you ain't eating pork, and you're gonna eat that. I mean,
no. It got hog in it, bro. That's pork too, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
all right, Cappy, go ahead and ask where we're going.
Yeah, Mace, are you leaving right now?
I am.
Where
as a matter
going?
Of fact, it's 4:15 on a Friday. I got to tell you where I am. I'm headed. The massage chair and a little cannabis, and I'm off for the weekend.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whose house is this?
Yeah, whose house is
this? It's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got squat to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Shay? Yeah.
Exactly. Shay, thanks for coming in, man. Always great to see you.
Oh, no problem.
Pepe,
man. Thanks
for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, Momo, great show today.
Thanks,
Momo
thanks.
Led a couple of segments.
Yeah.
Wow, good job, Momo. Nice.
Very
impressive. I think I said something I wasn't supposed to say.
Oh, yep. Really? What'd you say?
It's all right.
Even Bergman was on his game today.
Mm-hmm. Wow, even Bergman. There
no, not really.
Nah, not really. You're right.
Momo,
you're
what
right.
did you say?
Yeah, what'd you say that you weren't supposed
John.
To say?
No, not going to go there now.
What was it? Was it about nut milk?
No, it wasn't about nut milk.
In a way.
But Momo put something on the air.
Shadano said it before.
Yeah, Shadano said it before, that John Ireland sometimes spits when he talks.
Yeah, well, I've seen that. Yeah.
Spit out
the microphone. I mean, yeah. You can tell. I mean,
yeah. I've always asked for a piece of plexiglass here, but they will not do it.
Even during COVID, you should have had that.
Exactly.
For sure.
Hey, that's it for us.
Where are you going?
All right. I'm out of here. Back tomorrow or back Saturday?
Yeah, back tomorrow.
No,
be
back
here tomorrow, Mace.
No, I'm going to come
back Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to come back Saturday for a special show. No,
we're
back,
off, Cappy, on
back Monday.
Monday
at noon.
Me and Mason's combo early plate is with Travis.
Yeah, me and Trav are doing a combo plate on Monday.
I should talk Travis into that. He's usually like first out the door.
No, he's in on this. He's okay in on this. So Monday,
you know, we're trying
at
to keep
noon
you here longer, Mace.
I know, and I'm still leaving. Still out the door.
Where are you going?
I want to start my weekend, man.
You know what? I got
he's
the
doing
ultimate
it on purpose.
I got the ultimate to
you're
get us out of here.
Into it.
Of course.
I got to go home and see the kids.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the winner.
That's a good one.
That's right. The winner.
Yeah, no, me too. I got to go home and see the pups.
Dogs.
Your
the
puppies.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
have
play
a nice
PlayStation
weekend. Yeah. Have a good weekend, guys. Have a great show. Lots of stupidity and Lakers talk coming up next with Shedano and Cap. See you Monday at noon. Me and Trav. 710 ESPN.